gotta glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
All systems go. Data Crystal, supersize me.
Yep, you got that right, Betty. I just ate two chocolate chip cookies. And they
My goodness. Two ginormous chocolate chip cookies. Say it ain't so.
It is. And I have another one left, so.
Wow. Tonight will be the
episode. That'll be for later.
Tonight will be the episode of gorging ourselves. That's exactly what's going to happen. We're just going to gorge ourselves, which is not unusual every night, because I think if you had actually seen what this studio in Tampa looks like after the end of the night, the cleaning crew is not very happy with me here. They have a button outside the studio. I told you about the button, right? They push the button and it just hoses down the room. Computer equipment and everything, it just hoses it down, and
it sprays up a
sanitizing spray, a deodorizing spray, every kind of spray. And
does a big, huge roller brush come through and try to like wash the walls and
just like the car wash, just kind of the jets come out of the ceiling, and sometimes they don't wait, because you know we work a little bit after the show, and sometimes they get impatient and one of them threatens to push the button while I'm in here. And that's what happened to one of the hosts from the other show. I don't know which one. It's been off the air for so long, but that's what he just disappeared. It was the cleaning crew, but nobody will listen to me.
So it doesn't. This one isn't like 21st century. It doesn't have whatchamacallit, human occupancy sensors.
No,
it'll automatically show off.
No, 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 honey. There was a budget.
Well, you know what?
There was a budget. Everybody. There was a budget, so you know. Hey, everyone, this is Anthony from Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe from Chicago.
Hi. I am your lovable Shyampa radio host, Betty. And you know what? My butthole says let's get started with tonight's broadcast of episode 59. Stay safe, avoid turds. For Monday, September 19th, 2016, the weirdos in suits want me to tell everyone that the Joe and Anthony show does not necessarily reflect the views of this station, owners, or their sponsors. If the show is a threat to your safe space, or if you need trigger warnings, here is your warning. Go watch the Funny Mouse channel, cause you best to turn the show off now. With that out of the way, now for the weather. Hey Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those Tampanites?
Thank you, Betty.
Wait.
Thank you,
no
Betty.
No problem, Anthony. Oh. Just tell me we are done with this fucking humidity, please.
No. No, it's not going anywhere, Betty. This is the subtropic zone. This is Florida. It is the subtropics. And it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. unless you're listening live, it is currently not 87 degrees Fahrenheit under mostly cloudy skies with a humidity of 65%. So it's getting a little bit better, folks, but don't expect it to last long. There's a dew point of 74 degrees Fahrenheit with a heat index at 8 o'clock at night of 95 degrees in Tampa Bay. And the visibility is, again, 10 miles. It's always 10 miles. I should have checked it during the hurricane. It probably was still 10 miles. Anyway, tonight, Monday night, will be mostly cloudy with a low around 77, scattered storms and showers before 11 in the evening, 30% chance of precipitation. Tuesday, expect partly sunny with a high near 89. Heat index values as high as 98. It's getting hot again, folks. Heat wave. Scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly after 8 in the morning. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Tuesday night, isolated showers and storms before 2 in the morning, mostly cloudy with a low of 76. And on Wednesday, expect partly sunny skies with a high of 88, 30% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. And that's your Tampa weather for Tampa Bay. How's the weather in Chicago, Joe?
You know what? Right now, it's not bad. But thank you, Anthony. And now for your current Tampa Chicago weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. At the time of our live broadcast, we were at 87 degrees. And the humidity? Dry. It's at 26%. The wind speeds are southwest at 130 miles per hour. 1,000 miles per... What? That should be 13 miles per hour.
I didn't
What's
do it.
What's going on, Chip Skipper?
I didn't do it.
The barometer is at 29.97 inches of Merconia. The dew point is almost non-existent. It's at 48 degrees. Visibility for you pilots is also at 10 miles.
See, 10 miles for everybody. 10 miles right? for everyone. It's like Oprah.
So now here's the thing, though. The heat index is actually below the air temperature.
Oh.
So right now it's 87, the air
chill?
Temperature.
That would be a wind chill.
Right? Are we dealing with a wind chill?
I think that's a wind chill. I don't think a heat index makes it colder.
I want to
anyway.
Call it a negative. I want to call it a negative heat index.
Okay. All right.
Anyways, tonight, Monday night, there is a slight chance of showers between 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. with a low around 65. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 79. And Wednesday will be partly sunny with a high near 83. And that's your latest Chicago weather. Are you a DJ, musician, band, or podcaster looking for more exposure? Let us play you. Send an email to playus@shyampa.info or call Betty at 813-327-8566 and she will take your message. Just leave us some real juicy details about who you are and we will be in touch. Whew, wow, that was a good little intro. I love that.
We actually ran late on the weather, or actually late on the intro, but we're all good. So
yeah, we're always on time.
We're all good. And there's Rogers on the move. Rogers on the move. Yeah, he's trying to replace the batteries in the smoke detector in the studio. We had to take him out because the church group. There's a church group that moved in next door on the strip mall. So they're having a movie night, so they wanted to use our microwave, and they burnt the shit out of some popcorn. So now the whole studio just stinks. So, you know, I just took the smoke jackets off the wall. It wasn't that important, but it kind of makes Roger a little freaky sometimes. So,
right.
Yeah.
You know, Roger, he needs to get his act together. He needs to come up with some clever things, too, for Betty's weekday rush hour.
Well, I think so. Roger will become more clever after Roger's done working on our new schedule change. And when we say new schedule change, we definitely need new schedule change. By the power of programming, we are going to be giving you 25 additional hours of programming every week of various
Holy
different
shit.
Things. Yes, it's 25 and a half additional hours of programming every week, Monday through Friday. We are working on the scripting for that. So you are going to be, I don't have a list in front of me. Yes, I do. You will be enjoying shows such as 911 wake up call, which is a good one, and they talk about it on WEFT.
Interesting.
Yes, we also have the Michael Slate Show, which we run in. It comes up in Morning Rush Hour, but we're actually giving him his own slot. We picked up some other exciting things, like such as let me see where we have. I'm looking for one specific one. Oh, Upstate Radio Theater. I'm sorry. Okay. Upstate Radio Theater. That happens.
Nice.
Yeah, that happens. And then we've also picked up Radio Curious. Mm. I was looking for it, but I had it written a different way on my pad. And I'm like, oh, shit, but that's not the way. So anyway, I'm sorry. Go on. So, yeah, so big
schedule.
Have
we heard from the Happy Station show?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Well, you know, I'd like to plug This Way Out.
Oh,
if that's
you?
Okay.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. We can do that now or later. I know we have a couple talking points that we'd like to
Oh, we do.
To. We do have talking
We have some
points.
Interesting talking points. Yep.
So maybe we can plug them a little bit later. And it's not, we don't have to like hit them up if we don't make it because, you know, they'll be on in 50 minutes. So they can just
that's
stay
true.
And listen.
That's true.
So we have some talking points. What's your talking points, Joe?
So there's been a study from Columbia University, and this, by the way, is from our friends at HighTimes.com by Cyrus J. on September 13th. Medical cannabis laws do not increase adolescent consumption. According to a university study published in the journal Lancet Psychiatry, it's found that medical cannabis laws have not increased cannabis consumption in adolescents. One of the major bugaboos that opponents of legalization in its various forms have used against even medical marijuana laws. Using data from a national annual survey called Monitoring the Future, researchers from the Mailman School of Public Health at Columbia University in New York say that enactment of a medical cannabis law does not increase adolescent consumption. And you know what? I almost want to say this is common sense, but a lot of people think that any kind of legalization is going to increase. Oh my God, kids are going to get at it.
I think this, I mean, alcohol is a big problem as it is, and it's legalized. Kids get that shit all the time.
Yep.
It's just.
And that shit will kill you.
Well, and that's the thing. It's really about the way the whole culture is, because I know some European countries, alcohol isn't as much of a big issue as it is in the States. Because we kind of have a lot of Puritan laws that we kind of put upon it. And I think, like, in Europe,
yes,
in a lot of countries in Europe, you can drink at a much younger age. And I'm just saying, you know, the probation, you know, prohibition, yes, it's prohibition. Probation is what you get when you commit a crime, and instead of going to jail, you are free to do
prohibition
something.
Prohibition is when you restrict something.
Well,
yeah.
you're putting the prohibition on prohibition. So anywho, so yeah, I mean, we've seen it with alcohol.
Here's the main finding, though.
Yes. Yes.
Here's the main finding. And the main finding is that between the years 1991 and 2014, cannabis smoking decreased in 8th graders while remaining steady in 10th and 12th graders. So that's
Rebels.
An interesting thing that younger generation are finding it less desirable.
Well, you know, it's just not exciting for them. It's, you know, it's got to be exciting. I think they're more excited about other things like the pills and shit that are out there. I don't think weed is really a big thing to them. To them, weed is what old people do.
Yeah, I guess so.
We're getting there. So, but yes, yes, weed is what the old hippies smoke. That's who smokes the weed. So, you know, the younger kids look at us and they're like, we don't want to be like you. You're not hip and cool. We want to do MDF or whatever the hell some of that shit, because there's some crazy shit out there now in chemical format.
Yeah. Yeah, that stuff scares me, folks. That's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, you know.
So, you know, hey, do you have an idea or an opinion or some kind of subject matter about this or anything for that matter? You can get in touch with us at the studios by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
I'm making sound effects. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
It's what I do.
And you know what? You can talk about your experience in this area or any other subject that you possibly can think of. We're fine with that.
Yes, we are open to talking about just about anything as it stands. However, this is something that everyone has been talking about, and I don't know. So what's...
Good segue.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm good at that. That's what I do. So what's with this thing in Chicago about a national anthem standing thingamabobber? Because I know there's been a lot of flack going on about this dude that's not standing for the national anthem, and there's other people not
standing
for the
national anthem. What's his name? Colin Kaepernick?
It's a lot of consonants separated by a few vowels. That's about it. But it's a K. Yeah. You're right. It starts with a K. Maybe it's Kerplunksky, Kerplotsky, Kernickelback, Kernucklehead. I don't know what the hell it is.
Kaepernick.
Kaepernick. There you go. Kaepernick. So I know he's been getting a lot of attention, and, you know, my opinion on this whole thing is not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance is a form of protest, which is protected under your First Amendment rights. You have to be able to protest the flag, and I it's by taking that away from somebody is nothing better than what North Korea does. It's nothing better than what communist Russia did.
Here's the thing, though.
Yes.
You know, I get all of that, but here's the thing. This guy basically says, you've got to stand and worship this fucking flag, and there's no two ways about it. And so does he not understand then that that's what this country is based on, and it's a symbol of freedom, and it's not necessarily a thing of worship?
And here's my other thing about it. Maybe we should have thrown flag in the subject. We have a hot topic we're talking about, and we're talking about turds in our show topic. Anywho, but that's another point about it. It's the fact is a lot of people, you know, they're like, oh, so many people died defending the flag. No, they were not defending the flag. They were defending the Constitution of the United States of America.
Of the United States.
Not the flag, not the president, not any idealism that exists outside. This whole thing about that's what they protect. That's what they're sworn to. They're sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States. And,
yes.
You know, people died for that right for people to be able to say something's not right in this country. And I'm going to protest this by not standing for the national anthem, not doing this, not doing that. It's one of the very few rights we are afforded as it is, because you also have the right to go to jury duty. And we may talk about that later, but we don't know. We'll see if Anthony's rant comes up sometime tonight. But yeah, I mean, it's a very powerful statement. I have no reason to kneel or not stand. You know, I don't have any reason to protest this. I mean, I'll do the Pledge of Allegiance, everything like that. But I totally understand somebody wanting to do that, especially for the reasons they're doing it, and them having the right to do that. So, but anywho, yes. So you have a crazy Chicago count. Is it a councilman or previous councilman?
He was a previous councilman.
Okay.
And, he's a Marine veteran.
All right.
His name is Jim Balser, and he submitted a proposed ordinance to the Chicago City Council, which would add a section to the municipal code stating that all people should stand during the national anthem. So wait, does this mean that if the national anthem is played in a specific spot, that everybody has to be aware of it and therefore must stand no matter what? So if guaranteed rate field, if they're playing a Sox game.
wait, what field?
Does that mean
what?
It's
what
now
is it called now?
Guaranteed rate field.
Oh my God, that's just as bad as when the Florida State Fairgrounds became the 1-800 Ask Gary Fairground.
And guess what the logo is for guaranteed rate?
A picture of a vagina.
No,
what?
But it's an arrow
pointing lower. So it's down arrow.
Here's the thing, though.
Okay.
Yes, and that's not a good thing for your sports team.
Well, they got a lot of problems. So, you know, let's not focus on the down arrow thing. Maybe that means
they've hit the bottom.
Maybe it means they've hit the bottom and that they're working their way back up again. So, you know, you got to hit rock bottom
before you move
forward.
But
see, that this kind of illustrates my point, though, in a way, with this guy who is so stuck on the fact what the flag means to him. And it means it's like, no, dude,
and
you
know,
gotta
and
get
dude,
it.
That, dude, let me tell you, if you want to stop and salute every flag you pass and pledge allegiance to every flag you pass and stand and do the whole thing every time you hear the national anthem or do this or do that, if you want to do that on your own, more power to you. That's great. But don't force everyone else to do that. You're going to do a what flag?
I'm going to make a turd flag.
Oh, my God. And with that,
I get the turd emoji.
And now for the news.
Yes, good evening, folks. And we've got an Associated Press report of a slow-moving train in Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
It might have brought some runners' dreams of the Boston Marathon to a halt.
You know what also does that? Bombs. But we won't go there. That was really in poor taste. I apologize. Please continue.
That's okay. Lehigh Valley Health Network's Via Marathon was in full swing Sunday when a slow train crossed the race course near Allentown, stopping all the runners in their tracks. It just says runners, but I gotta say it's gotta probably be most of them.
Yeah, probably.
So some guy named Charlie Young, who it sounds very familiar to the same Charlie Young that was on a very popular television show, a political show, but I'm not sure. Anyways, this Charlie Young from Westchester tells Lehigh Valley Live the race was his last chance to qualify for the 2017 Boston Marathon. 22-year-old Young says he and over 100 others were held up for about 10 minutes as the train crossed. He says he missed his qualifying time by 8 minutes. So now video and photos show some runners scrambling between the slow-moving cars.
Cool.
Could you imagine that?
No, that's not safe.
No.
That's
registration
not safe.
For the Boston Marathon started Monday, opening first to those who beat their qualifying time by 20 minutes. I'm picturing people like trying to just cross by jumping onto the cars, passing through the passageway. You know, you might damage yourself.
Yeah, no, that's totally true, and you know, it sucks. I mean, I can understand them wanting to redo it, but I don't know. I mean, that sucks, but yeah. Well, you know, a runner probably, as you can see, I don't get out and run very often. Running happens mostly when it involves getting to the front door for some type of food delivery.
That's okay. That's fine.
I'm the fat boy. So, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, let's move on. Okay.
Yep. Now, this is an experiment. I'm experimenting with this song, folks.
Okay.
Anyways, another Associated Press report story reports a Southern Indiana man passed over for a coaching and teaching position, allegedly mailed 4 dead skunks and a dead raccoon to the successful applicant. The court document said
this
guy named Travis of West Baden Springs was charged Tuesday in Jackson Circuit Court with 2 counts each of stalking, intimidation, and criminal mischief. He was being held without bond. Yep. So Terrence began harassing.
That's more without bond.
All right. Terrence began harassing the successful applicant because he was chosen over Terrence for a basketball coaching position and 4th grade teaching job at the blah 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 school corp in French Lick.
French Lick, French Lick, Wisconsin. Woohoo! I the thing I love the most about living so close to Wisconsin was the fact that you had interesting town names. You had the Bong Recreation Park. How could you just not like the Bong Recreation Park? And then you had Brown. Yeah, if you drive up 94, the Bong Recreation Park is there. And then you have Brown Deer.
I mean, someone called the city. This, what are we going to say? This name the city. Look, a brown deer. Okay, that's what we'll call it. And then you got Fond du Lac. Every time I pass Fond du Lac, I think of I'm like, I get hungry for Fond du Lac.
Like
I want cheese. Yes,
right?
or chocolate or cheese. Just put me down in front of the Swiss Colony building and I'll be totally happy. I'll find everything good about Wisconsin is there. Yeah, so.
You have Spread Eagle.
French Lick. Spread Eagle, yes. And,
yes.
Yeah. Wow, and Land O' Lakes, like the butter.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay.
But there's, you know, there was no butter there.
No butter.
Well, there was butter there, but it wasn't Land O' Lakes butter.
At the grocery store. They didn't sell Land O' Lakes butter in Land O' Lakes?
No.
Did the people not like Land O' Lakes in Land O' Lakes? What was it? Was it Fond du Lac butter? Was it brown deer butter? I don't know if I'd want to eat brown deer butter. Or French Lick butter, for that matter. So anyway, so Wish TV out of French Lick, Wisconsin, reported this this thing that happened.
This is Wish TV.
Yes, this dead squirrel thing,
so,
skunk thing.
One of the packages intercepted at a post office contained a dead raccoon
and
a message that said, "Resign, it will not stop."
Holy
Investigators
fuck.
Also believe that Terrence placed phone calls to the Indiana Department of Child Services, making claims that the teacher coach was having sex with an underage student and was sexually abusing the daughter of an acquaintance.
Oh my god, these people
so,
are fucking crazy.
You know, this guy was getting stupid.
Oh my goodness, yes.
You know, but he was trapping like 5 to 7 live skunks for this dirty deed.
Why?
So yeah.
Let's
move on to the next story.
Okay, we'll do the next one. All right. I mean, you've got about 3 minutes. All right, let's
see.
Next track. There we go.
Because you know what?
It was them tacos. Oh, damn tacos. Shit. Oh, there it goes again. I think the tacos are on repeat. Hold on. There we go.
Anthony.
No, it was the island food I had for lunch.
So
Bob Marley's Revenge. Going to hell. I'm going to hell. So anyway, go on.
You know I am the dude of inventions when it comes to toilets.
Yes,
I mean,
you
for
are.
Sakes. How long have I touted the Palmer office chair?
Too long. Way too long.
One thing I never really considered, however, were the materials used in the construction of such a device. Well, in this story by Leanna Garfield of the Business Insider, she reports most museums don't want you to touch the art, but a new sculpture at the Solomon R. Guggenheim Museum really encourages interaction. Starting, this is a few days ago, September 16th, museum visitors can relieve themselves in the Guggenheim's new installation. It's a fully functional 18-karat gold toilet. The modern piece by Maurizio Catalan is titled America and meant to comment on the American dream and the exclusivity in the art world, according to the museum.
I see.
Open to anyone who pays admission, it will be on display indefinitely at the museum on New York City's Upper East Side. Cattleman has referred to the work as 1% for the 99%, since it makes an extravagant luxury product available to the public. He also hopes people will draw their own conclusions from the piece. For the installation, Catalan replaced a regular toilet in one of the museum's bathroom stalls with a solid gold toilet. A security guard will stand at the restroom's entrance as people wait to use it. So it's a guarded toilet. That's great.
Guarded
I love guarded toilets.
He's like, you don't get no turd burglars in that one. Trying to get your turds. Turd burglars.
And we'll explain to visitors that it's a piece of artwork before they sit on it. The guard will likely also protect the installation from those hoping to walk away with a highly valuable souvenir. Once visitors make
project.
It into the stall, they can have a nice sit and contemplate the meaning of America.
Wow. Wow.
That's all I got. Back to you, Anthony.
Wow. Okay, well, I'm speechless. I'm looking for the script. Where's my pointer? All right, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part? Oh, wait, hold on. All right. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this unique on-air, spelled with an E? Oh, yes, solar system streaming experience. The fuck did that come from? oh, Jesus. Visit shyeva.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We will be back in about 4 minutes. After I find the cart. Where's the cart? Here's the cart.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
Oh, and we got my news coming up. Crazy Florida news soon.
Everybody, this is after the break. On WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznat from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next. Before we kick off into segment B, I first want to tell you that today is National Butterscotch Pudding Day, and Talk Like a Pirate Day, so go eat your pudding and talk like a weirdo for the rest of the day. Then, go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
Or maybe, what ship we hitting? I mean, sailing out tonight,
oh, boy. Wow. Poor Betty. Poor Betty. Poor Betty.
I think Roger dumped a whole bunch of butterscotch pudding on her.
Something happened. Yeah, she's loaded with it or something. Oh, wow. All right.
Betty, can you say that again?
Oh, maybe. What ship we hitting? I mean, sailing out tonight.
Wow. All right. Well, you know, we're going to go ahead and move on to our crazy Florida news.
Yes.
Let me find the track. Here we go. A scary one. Okay. I may have to burp sometime. All right, so our first story of the night comes from the Huffington Post, an unlikely source for our crazy Florida news, actually.
Yes.
Where the pitter-patter of 52 paws drove a man to his final destination in Payless Park, Florida. According to police, Dennis was involved in a domestic disturbance with his wife. During that disturbance, he retrieved a firearm and threatened to shoot one of the family's 13, yes, I said it, 13 doggies. A lot of doggies. That's a lot of poop. That's a lot of doggy. Threatening to shoot the dog, Dennis pulled the hammer back on his revolver. However, when he tried to release the hammer after the confrontation, the gun went off into his face, blew it clean right off. A neighbor said that Dennis's wife had 13 dogs, and the barking was a source of tension between the two of them. And I bet, like you were saying, the poop, the pee, I'm sure that house smelled, oh, yes, lovely. That's a lot of dogs. Probably the little tiny dogs, too, like little yippy dogs. Dennis had convictions for drunken driving in 97, in 77, carrying a concealed weapon in 1978, disorderly conduct, and public intoxication in 1983. He also had 34 contacts with the Pinellas Park Police since 2012. The Pinellas County Sheriff's Office lists 4 arrests in the past 5 months. In July, he was arrested for domestic battery charges, and just last month, he had 3 arrests leaving the scene of a crash, domestic battery, and 1 for aggravated assault and resisting arrest. A neighbor said...
Is he a caveman?
Oh my God, I know. I'm like, Jesus, really? Dude, come on! A neighbor said that it was a shame, a damn shame, that he had never figured Dennis to be irresponsible with a handgun. Nope, not at all, especially after being arrested recently for multiple counts of domestic battery and resisting arrest. Dennis is being held for eternity without bail and has hopefully found peace after he had moved on from this life. And I imagine living in a house, I'm assuming probably a small house, maybe in a mobile home park with 13 dogs. That's a lot of animals. That's a lot of dogs. Just a lot of dogs. Whew. Yeah, he probably just went crazy. I don't blame him.
Mm-hmm.
Be crazy
I
too.
Would. Yeah. Shoot. I mean, that many dogs to walk? Can you imagine carrying 13 dogs in your
13,
hand?
13 dogs. Well,
all of them wanting to go in different directions?
Maybe you would do a few at a time. You know, I'm thinking maybe it would be like,
Well, if you split it, who would get the
4 at a time?
If you split it, who got the 7th dog?
Maybe I don't know. You rotated it. That's it. We're gonna go on. So, people do some crazy shit for dick. And tonight, the Daily Commercial brings us... The Daily Commercial is a normal source for Florida crazy news. Brings us our next batshit crazy Floridiot directly from our favorite Orlando suburb, Claremont, Florida. Have you noticed Claremont, Florida comes up a lot in the news lately? Claremont, Florida seems to have become a very... It is a crazy hotspot right now. Janet was afraid that her boyfriend was playing golf in other parks, making her feel rejected and lonely at the thought that of her greens being so empty. Exactly. So Janet was also crazy. In fact, Janet was so crazy that she made a report to Lake and Polk County Sheriff's offices that she had been abducted at gunpoint by a man.
Oh, my.
Yes, right? By a man while walking in the apartment of her apartment complex. She said that she was forced into the trunk of a black Kia and then claimed that she was dropped off at a dog park in Polk County. Yeah, isn't that great?
Is there a tie between these two stories?
Nope, not at all. Okay.
Okay, good.
So in the process of doing some good old-fashioned police work, deputies obtained surveillance footage from the front gate camera of the complex and discovered that Janet had exited the property on foot and walked towards U.S. Highway 27.
Okay.
Deputies confronted Janet, and she admitted that she had made up a story because she thought that other women were interested in her boyfriend, and she just wanted to see if he truly cared about her. Yeah.
She tried to be her own cheaters.
Crazy. Yes, absolutely. This chick, if I could find my mouse pointer, we would have had a wonderful sound effect, but I can't find it. So, yeah, she's crazy. All right, so there it is. Well, it's too late. So, she was charged with... Here we go. She was charged with filing a false report with law enforcement and was released from Lake County Jail after she posted $2,000 bond. All right. Let's see if we can get the mouth working right again here.
Let's see. $2,000 in court would be good for some staples and paper clips and legal pads, but go on.
We had to refresh the database. Our final crazy Florida news story of the night, we have another great plan for someone's van. WFLA News Channel 8 Tampa Bay brings us the story of a Lake Wales woman with a man on probation, a dream, and a bomb! Well, kind of. Denise called 911 on September 13th at 2:42 in the afternoon and claimed that there was a man in front of the probation and parole building in Winterhaven that was going to blow up the building. Denise then hung up the phone, and when the dispatcher questioned her, she hung up the phone when the dispatcher questioned her.
She's like, I don't believe you.
Nope. And then attempts to call the number back were not successful. However, Winterhaven Police Department officers did some good old detective work and determined that the cell phone number belonged to nobody else but Denise. If you're going to call in a bomb threat, you don't use your own phone. So, detectives learned that Denise transported her boyfriend Jason to the probation office at 8:30 in the morning for a scheduled urinalysis. Jason was unable to provide the urine sample, so he had to stay in the building until he could provide a sufficient sample. The 911 call was made 6 hours later. Officers determined that the call to 911 was a hoax and stayed with Jason while additional resources were utilized to locate Denise, who was located at her apartment in Lake Wales shortly thereafter. Police said that she admitted that she had called in the bomb threat so that her boyfriend would get out of his urinalysis. All right. Denise was arrested.
I wonder what kind of incriminating drugs were in his system.
Who knows? But clearly something he should not have been having, you know. So Denise was arrested, and the investigation into Jason's role in the bomb threat is ongoing, and possible charges could be filed in the future. Denise was charged with filing a false report concerning planting a bomb, which is a felony. There we go. Yes. And that's it for your crazy Florida. Come on. News. Betty, where are you?
Thank you, Anthony.
There we are.
Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique, on-air, spelled with an E. Experience. Are you a DJ, musician, band, podcaster, or another attention kind of seeking whore, looking for more exposure? Well, then visit www.shyampa.info to find out how. And now, hold on to your devices and grab your bongs, bitches. Because those two idiots are going to start blabbering on now, about this or that. Here comes the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
This or that. But you have some very interesting things to talk about, don't you? You have a rant.
I think we both do. I don't know. I think I've accessed enough database where I don't have as much of a rant to go on now.
Well, so you recently had some experience with jury duty.
Yes. Jury duty is ridiculous. It is just ridiculous. I understand the point of it. I'm not saying it needs to go away, and I totally understand that it needs to happen and blah, 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 blah. But it's just, what needs to happen. Here's the problem. And it was from a lot of the other people in my jury pool that they talked about, and they were, you know, pretty much looking for excusal. Is the fact that they work like 12, 14 hours a week.
And they work an hourly job.
And they can't take the time off. You know, one of them was, you know, he was a bus driver. One of them was a, I guess, what did he do? What does he do? He was a project manager. One of them worked in a construction company that did bids. And it was just one of those situations of, you know, life happens. And the judge bitched us out, all of us. And it was just the fact of, I'm like...
Was it an old white man judge?
Yes. It looked like any typical crabby judge you'd see. Oh, like the one that... It looked like the guy from that show. Designing Women, that old dude from Designing Women.
Oh, yes.
And he was crabby. It was like, some of you, you know, he just went on. And it's just like, dude, it's just, sorry. And, you know, it didn't work for me either. I'm at least upfront and honest. And, you know, I felt prejudice in the case. I felt prejudice towards, you know... one of the parties in the case, and I was very accurate in saying that. I wasn't going to deny that. I mean, to do so would actually be a disgrace to the justice system, because I would be entering a case with a predetermined notion of who I believe is guilty and not guilty. And I cannot do that. I cannot have that on my conscience, because I am a good American and we are on track repeat. But they only pay you $30 a day. You imagine they only pay you $30 a day.
It was 17.
Oh, really? Wow. That's not even minimum wage.
Mm-mm. Shoot. Let me get out my calculating device.
It's like $3.25 or something for 8 hours.
You beat the fun out of it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, no, you can. You want me to put on your calculating music? Here, hold on. Here's your calculating music.
How many hours? 7.5?
8 hours. Don't most people work in 8 hours? That's a 40 hour, well, you figure a 40 hour week.
Holy shit.
So we have a call coming in.
375.
We have a caller. All right, hold on. Hold on, caller. We're coming to rescue you from Betty and the phones. I think so, maybe. Hold on. Oh, shit, I just missed it. All right, they're in queue. They're in there somewhere. Come on, Betty. Let them back out. Oh, here we go. All right. Hello, you are on the air. Are you digging the Betty?
Well, hello there.
Digging the Betty. She plays some pretty cool music.
Betty has a tendency to do some pretty interesting things from time to time. She's our little gremlin in the studio.
And she likes to.
I'm sorry. Go on.
Kinds of little antics.
Yes. So who's calling us, and where are you calling from? You can be as general and non-specific as possible.
There ain't no caller ID up in this bitch.
No, of course there's no caller ID up in this bitch. You're supposed to be anonymous, Hoka.
Then why are you asking who I am if it's supposed to be anonymous?
Okay, then you don't have to tell me who you is.
What the fuck is going on here? Hey, did you know I have an echo and I can hear me?
You can hear yourself? Hold on.
I think it's because you got Florida, Illinois.
Are you listening? Are you also listening to us at the same time?
No.
No, she's not listening to the radio.
I was trying to, but I can't do more than two things at once.
Oh, well, I'm glad you called us.
Yes, I have that I get that effect from time to time myself when I've had too much good shit.
I did that before I called you because I definitely can't do more than three things.
Oh, that's very, very
true. As long as you can do one thing well, that's all that counts.
Oh, I do everything well. Why do it if you're not going to do it well?
Exactly.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Homer way.
Yes. So what say you? How
what
is your Google
me?
Class? Yes, how
the
is this Google class?
Taught me how to Google. Yo.
Really?
So what's a Google? So take us through. Take us, inquiring minds want to know. Take us through the Google Glass.
Well, first, you know,
class.
They
oh,
had
class.
Open
it doesn't matter.
The laptop and enter Google into the search bar. And then Google popped up. I don't Google. I don't internet. I Bing.
You Bing? You're not a Googler.
I'm a Binger.
You're a Binger.
I got to Bing it, Bing it.
but you took a Google class, so that's...
you're diversifying yourself. And it's very important to diversify your investments in search engine technology.
Yeah, I was trying to get, you know, a little bit of edumacation up in here. And
okay.
It kind of does. It's really like the Microsoft, the Edge, the... You know, Joe, you mentioned you were messing around with your Microsoft Edge or whatever. Isn't
Sounds
that even
personal.
What I
Microsoft Edge.
On?
It's kind of personal.
Well, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to explore the Microsoft Edge. No, I don't have one. I've got
yeah, see,
a
I thought
BlackBerry.
You were sticking around with that.
No. Hmm. No, I don't have any Microsoft product. Well, I have Windows 10.
My laptop is a Lenovo. And
oh,
I
okay.
did the Windows, and when the Windows 10 upgraded, I upgraded and Microsoft Edge came with it. But I've always Binged, and that's Microsoft. I've never Googled.
Yeah, Edge is the replacement to Internet Explorer.
Right.
Oh.
I didn't never dislike Internet Explorer. You know, Joe is a very opinionated man, and though I may not agree with the things that he says, I never voice my opinion because he's more intelligent than I am, and he would outdo me in intelligence any day. Or so he speaks so intellect that I just don't understand a fucking word he says. And I just look like the dummy anyway.
Sometimes that's what happens, you know? We all
know,
do that sometimes.
I just, you know, grin and bear it.
So you did a Google class then. That's quite interesting. So you've gone deep. You're digging deep into the trenches of Google as a Microsoft user. Are you like infiltrating
well,
the
okay,
Google sphere?
I'll tell you why I did it. If you want to know why I did
yeah,
it,
sure.
I'm collecting unemployment.
Okay.
And you have to do job searches.
Uh-huh.
Four of them a week.
Uh-huh.
And taking this class was a non-mandatory job search thing that I could put down instead of
looking for a job, an application. That makes sense. Because job
gotcha,
searching,
gotcha.
Jobs, I've done that recently myself, and job searching is probably the most ridiculous, screwed up process on the face of the planet now. Because you spend all this time putting your resume information on all these job sites, and then you assume that when you click apply, that all that information carries over. but it doesn't. You have to sit there and put all this information in all over again. You have to reformat your resume. You have to put it in here. You have to do it. Takes like an hour to submit a freaking job application because you have to re-input all the information.
Send you my resume. You should see how ugly. If I were to send you my resume, you would know how illiterate I am on the computer. I just figured out how to. I downloaded my resume from the site that I had made it on. And stuck it on my desktop.
Okay.
And figured out how to download it to a job site all within the past 2 weeks. I never knew how to do any of that shit before.
Well, that's awesome. So you're kind of...
I'm dumb.
That's awesome.
Well, you're not dumb. That's not being dumb. If you were dumb, you wouldn't be able to do it.
Well, see, exactly. Okay, I was dumb.
Okay, so you were just you were unpracticed in the wizardry of the computer, and you've learned the magic of it.
If I were to send you a copy of my resume, you would think like a third grader did it just like for class.
What, did you use crayon fonts and funny colors? I would say you're creative.
That would be cool.
That
if
would
I
be
could
cool.
Figure that out, I probably would. See, that's something I could do with this Microsoft Edge. It's called Cortana or whatever.
Yeah, she's a part of Skynet.
You know?
Oh,
huh?
I think she's
a part of Skynet.
I think her and Betty talk.
I was having a good time with Betty. Like I said, she played some bebop and music.
We like Betty. Betty does her interesting things.
Has Betty got nice tits?
Oh, of course she does.
We've got pictures of Betty, folks.
We got a picture of Betty on the website. Yeah.
Yeah, to blog, just go to shyampa.info, and there'll be pictures of Betty and Roger, too.
Yeah, and we're getting into the closing music. The ugly lights are coming on. So, anonymous caller, we are going to have to bid you adieu so we can... do our thing that we have to finish up to do.
Oh, you two do those things you do so well.
Well, we try our best. Thank you, anonymous caller.
Thank you.
You are fantastic. Oh, and email Joe your resume, and he will look at it.
And we'll take a look.
It's a sad, sad thing. It's a sad, sad thing. Yeah. All right. On, Garth.
Thanks. Have a good one. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Alrighty. Thanks, folks, for tuning in tonight or listening in on your favorite device if you're listening to us on a recast.
And yes, thank you, everyone, for tuning in, no matter how you do. And while you're at it, be sure to visit www.archive.org, where we found headphone meditations, and check out headphone meditations on Shyampa on Saturday and Sundays, currently at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central, and soon to follow. We've got a weekend schedule change coming soon.
Oh, my goodness.
Because, gosh darn it, during the day, on Saturday, I don't get to hear the station. And I want to hear headphone meditations on my station.
Okay.
So we're going to pare down my weekend with Joe. It's still going to be starting at 4 p.m. Eastern, I think.
Okay.
3 p.m. Central.
All right.
But instead of 6 hours, we're going to pare it down to 4.
Okay.
And then we'll give headphone meditations a brand new second slot at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, until 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central.
Oh,
I have to get this down. I have to get it down.
That was a lot. That was like trying to swallow a mouthful. We're getting a call. Okay, we'll do a quick call. Damn it, the call went away. God damn you, Betty. Damn you, Betty. Where has the call gone? Oh, my goodness. All right, here it comes. All right, you're on the air. It's Ezel. Ezel's got the bees. Ezel has got the bees.
Those bees are 100% American now.
I'm still here, buddy.
All right, Ezel.
Hey,
all good. Right, we'll talk to you next week, Ezel. Right. Be safe around the bees. There go the bees. Poor Ezel. Oh my goodness. All right, anyone, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back next Monday, I think, right? Right? Yes, maybe.
Yes.
If not, we'll let you know.
Yes.
Check out our blog at www.shyampa.info. And remember, folks, don't mail out skunks in 18-karat toilet if you threaten to shoot one of your wife's 15 dogs. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a Q.
Woo!
No good night with an E?
No.
This station is being brought to you via NullSoft Shoutcast streaming technology.
For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.